Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone is doing well out there. To keep up with us here, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and for any updates on the show, for your daily dose of positive post. Now, if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more, you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive Fan Bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links are down below so you can join in spreading the positivity with us. Now, for our Brit Positive quote of the day, you might not be able to control every situation, but you can always control the way you respond to it. I thought this was very relatable to our topic that we're going to have to discuss right now, and I have a special guest with me. She is a really, really good friend of mine. She's been on the show multiple times, but I think this is her first time being back on season 4. So please give a warm welcome to my girl Miranda.
I am so excited to be here, like seeing you right now.
You're like my first guest that I get to like do this on in like face to face, as against like, you know,
on the phone. Oh my god, well, looking at you just makes everything so much better.
Now you see what happens behind the scenes,
I
right?
Love it.
Oh my god. So how you been? Let the people know, because last time we spoke, like, you were engaged. Now You're a whole wife.
I am a wife.
Oh my gosh.
It's been really fun.
Yeah.
It's been really fun. And like it's just a flow. Like, you know, we go with the flow. Like, we have like our own schedule. He works, I have school. But we still always make time for each other, and it's like great.
Is it like, I don't know, has anything changed, like from boyfriend to girlfriend to like husband? Like, what's like the one thing you can spot that's like really different?
The more we hang out, and like when we go on, like when we used to go on dates or whatever as boyfriend and girlfriend, we'd be like, you know, oh my god, this is my boyfriend. And then we do the same thing as fiancés, but like now that we're married, we're like in public, we're like wife or husband, like, and we just say these
it
things.
It just feels
like
official.
It just feels like I'm at the end of like the struggle, you know, of dating. Like, I'm done.
And oh
like,
my gosh.
Beautiful. So I can just be like, that's my husband.
So what's something you can like let the people know out there like to look forward to?
Coming home to your person every night.
Oh,
that is the one thing to look forward to. Like, no matter what happens.
I love that, because like that's how I feel about it. When it's like you're married to someone, like that's your person. That's like your family.
That is your person.
And you're gonna build a new tree with them.
Yeah, and it is like literally your family. So like you can still have obviously like your mom and dad or whatever.
Yeah, but like that's different. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, I chose this person and he chose me, and now we're like united.
And you're one.
You're
one now.
One now. We have the same last name.
Like, I know, guys, you don't understand, she loves her husband.
I'm so obsessed with my husband.
Like, do you ever like find that you're annoyed with him as yet? Like, wait, you guys haven't reached a year yet?
No, we're almost in a year in August.
Okay.
But to be honest, I've been annoyed with him for 7 years. Because that's just it.
That's love.
That is love.
I don't think it's love if you're not annoyed with each other just a bit.
You have to be annoyed. They have to get on your nerves.
Well, that's the thing, because like I love my mom, which she annoys me a little bit.
Feel that?
Just a little bit. And I'm sure I annoy her from I was born. Like, from the fact that I was crying, she's probably like, why are you crying?
Changing diapers and stuff. She's like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do it. Exactly. So, you know, but that's real love.
That accepting it afterwards. Yeah. Like, and having them annoy you.
Yeah.
And then just accepting the fact afterwards. Like, you can be like, okay, well, they're not annoying anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I love them so much.
It doesn't matter. I love that. And I look forward to that one day.
I want it for you,
like,
so bad.
For you to like be my bridesmaid and everything.
Don't get me excited like this.
Okay, but also too, just to kind of give a little insight, how's your communication with your husband now?
I will be honest, it took quite a bit for us to get where we are. Mm-hmm. And like most relationships, no matter what they are, like your mom, like parentals, like your brother, sister, relationships in general, they always take a lot of work on both parts. Mm-hmm. And like my husband and I took a really long time to get where we are in for communication.
Yeah.
Like, to be open and honest and kind of be clear with each other and not beat around the bush and not like throw insults under our breath kind of thing. Like, it took a long time just to kind of find like a common ground.
Right.
So now our communication is very good.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that. Our topic is basically healthy communication. And, you know, I thought you were the best person to talk about this with, because I feel too, in our friendship, we worked on it.
We did.
In a way. Like, we weren't like forward with it, but it was kind of like I made sure to check myself, and it's like vice versa, and without us actually telling each other.
We also had like moments where we needed to say something.
Yeah,
like so. Like, but we not were like,
a lot of moments.
Guys, I can only count like two.
Yeah, really.
But like, it was one of those where it's like, you know, like, how do I say that without her thinking this? And like, you know, that was me being considerate too. Yeah. Like, instead of me just saying, I don't care how she feels, I'm just going to say what's on my mind.
Exactly.
And I know you are so kind and careful of what you say around me just because of like, just how I am. Yes. And I never asked of it for you. Like, I never said, no, Miranda, like, you can't be saying that around me. Like, I never said it. You just did it.
Respectful of your friends.
And I just completely love her for that. And, you know, it's just, it's a good vibe here over here, guys. So in getting into this, my question for you, love, is like, what are the characteristics of a good communication? Because, I mean, I have an idea of it. And I think this is also something that people should look into, because overall, like, healthy communication can bring many benefits to individuals, relationships, and communities. And I find that there's not a lot of that happening now. And especially since the pandemic, it's like that took a real nosedive. And now it's like people are really weird about how to talk to one another. Unless you're like someone who's been in their life for a long time, then that's probably the only one you've made the effort and work to do that. Mm-hmm. But now to just meet anyone and communicate, like, there's some people talking to me and I'm like, whoa, some boundaries that were passed.
Oh, yeah.
There's some, you know, uncomfortableness. And I'm like, we need to go to communication 101, guys. Okay.
Well, that is one of the things you just mentioned it right now. And like for characteristics is boundaries, like knowing, like, you go up to a random person on the street, you're not gonna go be like, hey, what's up, and like hug them and stuff. Like, you gotta have like boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's like a really good characteristic.
I don't think that's being practiced anymore.
No.
I don't even know how they do it in school.
You don't, I think. I think you just like, I have like, don't you elbow five or something? Like, you touch elbows.
Like, you know when someone's like, you know, too much of their stuff is on your desk and you're just kind of like,
like, yeah, literally your elbows just pushing them off? No, for sure.
I'm just like, how do we communicate
or
that?
Or you like sit like this.
Yeah.
With your arms together, like no one's near you.
And you're like terrified because you're just like, I don't want to like get in trouble, or I don't want to start a fight. And it's like, here, guys, we're here to give you some tips on how to have a healthy communication, because it's to not only help others out there, but it's to help you.
Yes.
You need this so that you can live a well, everybody who's listening, you need this. Okay. I guess it is the good characteristics. What I have is to listen actively, you know, give other people like your full attention. Was I good at that in the beginning? It depends on who I was talking to.
I was gonna say, you're good with me. Yeah, I call you sometimes and you'll still have, I have your full attention, even if you're like, let me go feed the fish. Like, I got your full attention, so I think you're great.
No, I mean it took some work though, because there are some times where it's like I kind of will be like maybe impatient. And I'm like, hey, can we get to the point? Like, what's the climax of the story here? You know, but now, now I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm actually interested in hearing the whole story, because there's like every part of it is important to that climax. Because I hate being that person like, wait, how did we get there though? And they're like, did you not listen?
They're like, yeah, I did, but not really.
And then they're just like, who's George?
Like, and they're where like, did they come to the story?
So I don't want to do that to people. So I give them my full attention. And I think that's such something that I notice people really appreciate, because they kind of get surprised. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be like, oh my God, did you just hear everything I said? I'm like, yeah, what, I wasn't supposed to. So that was one I thought was pretty good. Being respectful.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you got to show people respect of their feelings and opinions and beliefs. You know, I try to be very like, I don't want to say open-minded as if I'm open to so much, but it's like, I'm not going to judge the person for whatever they're saying. Like, these are their words. Like,
that's why we're friends.
I will either laugh and just be like, huh, that's funny, or I just say okay, you know, like, I hear you, and
you
that's
won't be
it.
Rude. You're not like,
no,
don't talk to me about
like,
that.
I feel too. Maybe when I was growing up, I felt like I didn't have a voice. I felt very quiet. Like, when I was going through bullying, I didn't know how to communicate that to my mom. I kept just telling her, I'm like, they don't like me. I'm like, they don't like me. And she's like, well, you don't have to have people like you all day. I'm like, no, you don't. Like, there's more to it.
No, you're not getting it.
No, she wasn't getting how, like, the extent of it. I was like, this was, like, full-on bullying where I was crying. It wasn't just the fact that, oh, they don't like me.
And you
me.
Couldn't just say, like, oh, like, you couldn't, like.
I didn't know how to explain it until I got older. And, like, when I saw stuff on, like, movies and stuff, I was just like,
that's what happened. And she's like, that's what happened. I'm like, yeah, I just didn't know how to say it.
You don't express your communication in that sense.
No,
you
don't have the words. And I tried, but my mom was just like, you know, it's okay if they don't like you. And I'm like, no, it's not that, because I know I don't like everybody either. So it's not so much to be liked. Yeah. It was just they were treating me
like
wrong.
Rudely. Yeah, like they were like
calling me names and all those things. But I didn't know how to like verbalize that. So I'm very big on just like, just for like someone may be out there listening and they feel like they don't have a voice, it's like, please use your voice. 100%. And just don't be scared to say it. In all of it though, just listen, be respectful. Mm-hmm. And also too, I thought this was really good, was like nonverbal cues.
Yes, that is a big thing in communication. Like, we learn that in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like active listening is like your body language, your
like you're
eye
giving
contact.
Me strong eye contact.
I know, I'm looking at you right now.
I was like, is she gonna blink?
No.
But then they have like facial expressions and body language too. So like sometimes people like lean in.
Yes, or like if they're turned to the side, it can mean like bad body language.
And
not really what
but,
I want.
But that is also like good communication skills. So don't just think the words, but just even your body. Yes. Like, cause it's real. And
I'm gonna tell you right now, I had that. When you asked
I don't want to take all your notes, girl. You good? You
see how bad I have that in here? And I was like, I'll get to it.
But we're gonna get to you, okay? And also too, just to leave it at a last point here is just like, I guess to show like kindness in the midst of it. Like just always think to yourself when you and this is what I think is good communication, is like, how would this make you feel? Mm. You know, someone just kind of showing that like kindness towards that communication, which is all of that I listed, guys, is the good, is this is the kindness in communication.
Yes.
Not just saying nice things to somebody, but literally just giving an appropriate response, not only from your words but your actions, for someone to feel safe around you and feel as if they can talk. It doesn't have to be where you get like their secrets or anything. It's just simply like, hey, they can talk to me, I can talk to them. No one's gonna get hurt here.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's
so
accepting. It's a good environment to be in.
Yeah. So tell me, what about you? What do you think are good communications?
I went more scholarly with my answers.
Okay.
I went like,
I'm here for it.
Good and like clear verbal like dialogue, right? So like I'm enunciating my words. You can look at me. If we're maintaining eye contact, you can see my mouth moving. That way, like if we're talking right, and I'm like over here, you're not gonna understand a word I'm saying, and that'll make you feel bad because you're gonna be like, I'm trying to listen, but this person isn't like talking, you know what I mean?
I love
it's
you.
Like you gotta be clear, concise, and like the way you like form your mouth, like in the way you put your words.
Okay.
You gotta have like appropriate language too.
Okay.
Like if you're dealing with like, you know, a work colleague, right? And you want to tell them like, oh, you know what, like I didn't really like the way you did this. You're not gonna go and call them names. You're not gonna be rude. You're
there's
be
some people who do that.
I know.
There is. I've seen some stuff online.
Oh, I have seen. You see the drive-through videos, anyways.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's so awful. Oh, but like,
this is why we're doing the show. Yes. We're just like, guys, there's a better way.
There is. And like, if you communicate it appropriately, it was like, hey, I didn't like the way that my sandwich was made.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a different way we could go, like, you know, and just work around it and, like, maybe get me a new one? That's all you gotta do. And then you're respecting the person. You're respecting their time, because now you're gonna take time. If you're being inappropriate, you're gonna yell at them. Like, their job if you're yelling at them at the workplace.
Yeah.
It, like I said, depending on topic. And, like, even if you're at work and you're yelling at someone, like, you gotta have...
I just think yelling at anybody
at
work is like
not good.
That is
not like that.
Not okay.
I do not want anyone to do that because it disrespects everybody. You look bad.
It just changes the environment.
Makes them look bad.
Yeah.
Everyone it just doesn't feel good when you go home.
No one wants to go back to work the next day if you're gonna be yelled at. Like, and that goes for like not even coworkers, but like managers and stuff. Some people like take that position as if
they
can really, they really use that. And you know, it's just good to have a reminder, guys. Like, you know, talk to people with kindness, because you really don't know what somebody's going through.
You have no idea.
And the last thing you want to do is just throw some negativity in their day just from your words. Like, just
and ruin it over something minuscule that you're gonna forget in 5 days.
Yeah,
like it's really not that serious.
It's not. What else you got for me, girl?
I have you specific thoughts. So like, if I'm talking to you and you and I, which we don't,
okay,
you and I are having a problem, I'm gonna just tell you the specific issue. Like, I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm not gonna be like, well, you know, I'm gonna tell you straight up in a respectful and kind manner, because we're friends and I respect you. But like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, you know, you did this. You need to figure out what you did.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm really going to be aggressive. Like, no, I'm going to use, right? Like, I'm going to use my specific thoughts to be like, hey, Brittany, yeah. I really didn't like the way this happened.
Yeah. But then also, too, and this is just me, like, playing with you right
no
here.
Worries.
Like, the, like, just
I'm here for
play,
it.
Play this.
I'm
play
here
this
for way. It.
That feels aggressive.
What if I use nicer, like, Brittany, let me tell you. I really did not like.
No, that just sounds awful.
That just
awful.
Sounds like you're giving me a yoga.
Okay,
kind
but
of
what if you and
vibe?
I were like texting and I was just like, hey, girl, can I run something by you?
I didn't like that.
This.
I like that.
Okay, like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, use your specific,
yeah.
your thoughts.
No,
but
like,
but be
I
nice
was
about
teasing.
It.
I was
no,
teasing.
I know, I know.
The approach was really good in that, you know, I feel if anything was bothering me and I'm going to a friend, I mean, this hasn't happened in a minute, though, guys. So hold on. I have to go in archives. I would probably just be like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And, like, I hope it doesn't sound aggressive, me
no.
just saying that. But, okay. And then I would just be like, hey, look, I know where you're coming from. But we're, you know, regarding the situation. And then I'll be like, but this is how I saw it. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to get clarity
yeah.
on it. Like, not coming at them as if, like, you're the bad guy. Like, more of, like, can we work on how we could maybe do better next time?
And, yeah.
And so that there's no miscommunication.
Mm-hmm. And that works also for people who are, like, giant overthinkers, too. Being
yeah.
like, hey. Just want to work on this, not trying to sound mean or anything. Like, I just want to work through this together.
I love that.
Friends,
I love it.
Because, you know, overthinkers.
You sound so professional.
Do you remember? I was going to say, do you remember when we did it? We
oh,
were
yeah.
like, hey, girl, listen. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, I was like, are you breaking up with me?
Oh, my gosh. She was, like, nervous, guys. I was like, guys.
She was ending our friendship.
Literally, I just was like. Like, I didn't know how to say it without her, like, thinking, like, the world was ending.
I'm an overthinker, but she, like, called me down.
I
had to, like, listen, not trying to be, like, aggressive.
I start off saying, I love you. I start off saying that first, because then I'm like, if you know I say I love you,
like, you know, you're not mad.
I'm not mad.
You just wanted to discuss something that
wanna,
happened.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Because then, at least you know this is not me. Oh, I'm done with you kind
yeah.
of vibe. It's like, no, I want to
work
on something.
On it.
Yeah. So, like, did you ever have to try to do all of that with your husband?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
my gosh. Because,
like, was it more on you or him, though? Like, did he have to put in more work than you?
No. No. No, you know what, though? It was the way I handled it.
Oh.
So, like, he would tell me something that's bothering him, and I would take it to heart instead of being like, okay.
You are an overthinker.
I literally would be
like
well, this is, he's judging me. This is what he wants.
You feel a lot.
I do.
Like,
especially when it comes to my husband and my friends, like
yeah.
my parents, but like,
just the people who matter.
Just people who matter. Like, not everyone else.
Everyone else, you're like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. It's like, you know, ice off my back kind of thing. But like, he would tell me something that's an issue, and mm. I would be like, I would be offended. Mm. And I'd be like, what do you mean? And I wouldn't use the appropriate language, and I'd be very angry with him, which would cause him to be angry with me.
Right.
And then we would just fight constantly until
right.
we realize, well, until I realized I was the issue. So now we like kind of
that
go, hey.
Takes like, growth if
it
you're to
growth.
Like seriously reflect and be like, hey, I'm the one who's reacting bad to this,
yeah,
and then you're gonna try to change it for the better, like, kudos to you.
Well, that's another characteristic of good, the, you know, communication is
okay.
learning your growth, right? Being
mm-hmm.
like, did I handle that correctly?
Mm.
Did I say all the things I could possibly say that were nice? And like, did I really communicate the way I wanted
that's
to?
That's the way to become a good communicator.
Yeah,
and you have to look
back.
At the things that you're bad at too,
because mm-hmm.
like, probably for me, I had to be like, no, I need to speak up, because then
yeah.
I wasn't dealing with it well if it was something I felt like I couldn't
mm-hmm.
talk about, right? So I had to be like, no, I'm going to talk about it. But of course, I had to learn how I would go about it,
yes.
because I didn't want people to, or anyone, to assume like, oh, she's mad. It's like, no, I just want to fix it. I want us to do something about it,
yeah.
not like, oh, you're the bad guy. You know,
no,
so
yeah,
but all
respect.
Of that was from reflection,
mm-hmm.
like you did. And it's just like, that's how we got to where we are.
Exactly.
A really great communicator.
Worked at it. And that's what it takes, right? Like, to work.
Hey, are you tired of real estate services that treat you like just another transaction? If so, listen up. Check out Christian and his team of top producing agents that are here to change that for you. In doing so, you can sign up for a free introduction call with Christian Scavone. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned investor, Christian and his team are dedicated to guiding you every step of the way and to assure that you achieve your real estate goals. Don't settle for less when it comes to one of the biggest decisions of your life. Be sure to follow Christian on Instagram at closebychristian or contact him directly at 647-862-5002. Don't miss this opportunity that will lead you to a great result.
So then moving forward here on, you know, the communication side of things, what about bad? What would we consider bad communication?
We talked about it, body language. And like, if I'm talking to you right now, right, and let's say you're having like an in-depth conversation with me and I'm like, my back's over there and my eyes are over here. Like,
that's not even communication. You're just ignoring
that's
me.
That's disrespectful. If you're like, someone's telling you something.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, hold on, I got a text, or like, let me just go look over there and see what they're doing back there. Like, that's rude. You're not really focusing all your energy on the person who's speaking to you.
I think maybe is it because of how we grew up too? Because we didn't have cell phones and all that when we were like kids, right?
Not.
Like, when we
don't age us.
Sorry, guys, we're not like that old, but we're 21. Anyway, but we didn't have like the whole cell phones.
No,
least,
we didn't.
You know, we kind of did.
Well, we had like the little flip phone. I had a slide phone, like, you know, the ones that slid up.
I had a Firefly.
Yo, that was my first one too. And then my mom got me a little slide phone, but I wasn't allowed like any data or minutes on it, just to like text her and go home.
Yeah.
I used to use her BlackBerry Flip.
Yeah,
to they text had a BlackBerry Flip. They did. It was awful, but I used to take her and text my friends, and then when she get home, I'd be like, "Just kidding, have to go, bye."
I couldn't even text like until high school.
Oh, that was the high school. Mine was grade 11.
Mine, okay.
I wasn't allowed a phone until grade 11.
I only had like the flip phone, and it was like the one that can flip on one side and flip on the other. It's a double flip like Samsung.
Okay, I had the one that slid up and then
flipped. Why I wanted it though? It was like because we didn't have this here in Canada, guys. The T-Mobile Sidekick.
No, yeah, we didn't have none.
I
wanted one so bad. And we had Fireflies. Like, come on. How awful was that?
No, honest to God, I wanted one so badly. So that was the closest thing I felt, because like, I liked Zoe 101 and all that.
That was what the slide phone was. I saw my slide phone and I was like, I'm getting blue because Chase had a blue one.
Oh,
and
my
I
God.
Got a blue one.
Wow, what a time. But why, like, the whole texting thing, and
that
I didn't
also
have that experience,
is a bad part of communication.
I think so too, because I think when it comes to certain conversations, I've always like made a, it's not like a rule, but I've made a statement like, hey, if it's important, just call me.
You'll call them.
Or I call them. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, because it's not just them. No. Like, if I have something to say, I'm not going to text 100%. You a whole, like, storyline. I'm like, or I'll
Nobody
send you a voice note.
Those.
Who has the time?
Nobody.
Unless you're my mom. But, like, other than that, not even my mom.
No, I was like, if it was, like, two, like, three paragraphs, I'd be like, can you call me and say this to me in my like, ear? Because I'm not reading this.
But I just think bad communication is definitely that. Cutting someone off, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
Or kind of insinuating.
Like, don't even look at them, like, in person kind of thing. Yeah. Like, on text, like, you're, like, that's bad. Yeah. Like, I bad communication can also be too much. You know what I mean? Like, that three paragraphs?
Yeah.
No one's reading that.
No.
Don't send that.
That's overwhelming,
like,
actually.
Yeah, that is overwhelming for both parties.
Just call me. Just like, call me.
Yeah,
or I'll
right.
call you. And
you have anxiety
talk
now because you sent this three paragraph text. Another person reading it's going to take like 20 minutes out of their day. What if they're busy to read that? So now you've created anxiety on both parts.
But I don't mind, though. Like, I'm not picky. Like, if you want to send me a whole paragraph, I'll read it.
Girl, but I send you text by text, so you're fine.
But I'm just saying, for other friends out there, I'm okay with it. But cutting someone off is bad. Mm-hmm. I think that's bad. I've seen that where someone is getting so passionate about something and then someone's like, yeah, well, you know something too. And like, they just jump in and cut
there's
them
a
off.
Difference though between like when you and I talk and then like we'll have like, oh, well, you think about this, but we'll be on the same
I think
topic.
It's because we're excited.
We are.
There's a, it's not cutting off someone.
No,
in,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. There's two different ones, right? There's me and you who are like excited. Yeah. We're talking. But then like, if you're telling me something that like happened with like,
like
your
you got,
dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, let me tell you about yesterday. And you're like, I wasn't even finished. I'd be like,
That's rude.
That's rude.
That's rude
yelling,
and
disrespectful.
Yelling I have as down as well as bad communication. And I'll explain. Because I know in some cultures, people yell and it's like
my
love.
Culture.
No, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not assuming yours. But
mine. It's mine.
You want to call that? That's on you.
Oh, we all know it. All Italians everywhere know yelling is part of our culture for sure.
But I'm just saying, like, yelling for me, I see two sides of it, because I feel when I'm with my good girlfriends, I will kind of yell, but I'm not yelling at them. I'm
like
laughing.
Joy. That's like,
yeah,
it's like your voices are raising because you're excited. It's not because you're like screaming at them.
No.
Yeah. No.
And then also I've experienced where someone yelled at me, and I'm not talking like a parent. So I was in elementary school.
I was going to say,
no,
who?
listen. This is in third grade. This girl got upset about something. I don't know if she got anger issues or something. Right. But something happened. I can't remember what, but she got angry and just kind of was like, oh my my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Third grade, guys. And I remember this, and it just, like, shook me. I was so uncomfortable. I wasn't used to that. Like, mm-hmm. my parents never...
In third grade?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you were a child.
And I'm not going to lie, I teared up.
I would, too, as
a child. I was just startled, and I didn't know how to deal with that. But even that, I'm just saying, there's some people out there where... You know, even when we work with youth, we had to kind of watch our voices because some
and how we spoke in our octaves, right? Like, we couldn't scream unless that one time they deserved it when they kicked the ball into the roof.
I mean,
I got mad about that one, but
if you're there, if you're there,
yeah, I mean, like, you have to be there. The kids, if you guys listen to this, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm still mad about it.
but yelling, I think. I mean, sometimes you're yelling out of love, too, because, like, let's say you see a kid about to get hit by a car.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to scream.
I do this to my neighbors all the time. I'm like, boys, watch the road, please. And they're usually on their dirt bikes, and they can't hear me. So I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. Mm-hmm. But they also know that I'm not yelling at them because I'm mad. They know I'm yelling at them to get their attention.
Right.
That's the difference, right?
I was kind of on the fence about this because I'm like, okay, yelling is bad, but also I see the love in it in areas.
There depends, like what you said, right? Mm-hmm. Depends what you're yelling at. Like, sometimes if, like, okay,
if it's like fighting, yelling,
like, yeah, if someone's gonna try and fight me, I'm gonna yell at you.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean, like, you know, physically, but I mean, like, if someone's, like, in the line,
guys,
and they're,
she's
like,
so nice.
I'm not fighting anybody. Like, it feels so bad saying this now. I'm not fighting a single person. I'm a child and youth worker. We don't fight people. But, like, okay, like, this guy, like, the other day, he mm-hmm. was, I was at the gas station trying to pay for gas. And, like, at the gas station, there's two lines. Mm-hmm. And this man just, like, stands right beside me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, sir, like, the line's right behind me. And he goes, I'm going to stand here. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. you can stand there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's people behind me. So, like, you may or may not get served.
Right.
And so, like, I leave. And I go, actually, I went to go get Tim Hortons because they're in the same, like, building. And the man steps up. And the guy behind me starts screaming at him. And he goes, well, nobody. And then the man who was, like, beside me goes, nobody told me there was a lineup. So I, just because I don't like when people take advantage of other people.
Okay.
So I just turned around and I said, sir, yes, I did. I told you. And then he got mad at me. And I'm Italian.
Oh, God.
I was just like, sir, I don't like the way you're raising your voice to me right now. Like, back it up.
What? No, that's good communication.
Like, see, I was communicating, but I was like, my voice was a little higher than it needed to be. Like, I
but
was
you know,
like,
what? At least with the yelling, you didn't, like, yell expletives no, and like took it
my
to
language.
That part.
I didn't have
of,
any bad language. I didn't
like,
tell him
talking
to
badly of him. You
oh, yeah.
You just like set your boundaries with your voice.
Exactly. And I might have to raise it a little bit also because as mean, women.
Yeah.
No one really like, you know what I mean? Women are always like looked at, not down upon, but like you have to kind of raise your voice as a woman. So
yeah, because we're always like, hi.
Yeah, exactly. And no one takes us really like serious when we talk like this.
So like, can you not do that?
Can you please, sir?
Like, honestly, no. I've seen it in the classroom, too, when I was growing up as a kid. And it's like the teachers had to yell at us.
Yeah.
To like get us to cooperate.
Your mom had to yell at you at some point.
I don't think she...
My mom did.
I'm trying to think back to the time my mom ever yelled at me. I think,
maybe not your mom.
No, you're just like, well, for me.
Like, for me, my mom yelled.
For me, my mom, she would just talk. She would talk to me, but not in like a sweet voice, but like stern.
Mm.
And to the point where it's like it made sense and like you just felt guilty. Like,
oh,
yeah,
I hated that.
That was like
the disappointment voice.
Oh, my God. Ugh. That wrecked me.
Oh, I hated it. My mom learned earlier on that yelling didn't work. So she used that voice on me all the time. And that's why I'm such a good
that's
daughter.
No, but like that's when you realize like you really messed up.
Yeah,
like it's not when
know.
They're yelling and they're just no. like, oh, I'm so mad at you. It's like.
You did
like,
something bad.
Like, honestly, I didn't expect that from you. And then you're
I'm
just
disappointed
like.
Disappointed that you chose to do this today.
Yeah. Okay. And you're just like, okay, yeah, I just ruined my life.
No, like, I'm going to go cry and write in my diary about how sad I am. Bye.
Did you do that? Because I did.
I did too. I used to write like the date at the top. Be like, mom's upset with
mine
me. She's not even mad.
Mine is from like my first grade. And you know how they had like scholastic book orders
oh,
and
I
stuff?
I love those things.
I got like a Britney Spears diary.
Oh!
And it was like when Britney was popping, guys.
She's
okay. I guess she's still popping.
I was just gonna say, right? She's still popping?
Like no
I
shame,
think
but
so.
Like,
yeah, like
know?
Good for her.
Yeah. But it was when she was like so like new and she was like, she looked like Barbie. Okay?
She was our like.
Who was she?
Who? Our Taylor Swift?
Well, she didn't write songs.
No, she didn't.
But she was kind of like the.
She
Taylor
was our Dua Lipa.
I don't know if she's that big.
You know it.
Like
Dua Lipa or Britney Spears?
I think. Oh God, guys, I'm sorry. This girl's cracking me up. Yeah, Dua Lipa's probably good. I like some of her songs.
I like some of her songs. Okay, you know what? I'm just trying to think of a pop star.
Okay, well, I think you're right around the whole Taylor Swift thing. She was like our Taylor Swift, only that Britney didn't like write.
No, songs. And she danced with snakes and she used to do like fire breathing stuff. And
yeah, but like Britney is iconic. Like she was with Michael Jackson. She was
Justin Timberlake.
Oh my gosh. And I saw some clips of her in like the Mickey Mouse Club on Instagram. And yes. I'm like, she was doing the thing.
She was doing everything. She worked.
She was like a Disney star at that. She wasn't just like a pop star.
Nope.
Like the same way we see like Selena and Miley and maybe, Demi being so big. I'm like, well, Britney started that too.
Britney Spears was like our generation of like greatness. Like that's what you wanted to be when you
I just wanted her to be happy at the end of the day. Like I want her to be healthy and happy.
Healthy and happy you for know? Sure.
I wish that for her honestly because she gave us some good times.
She's been through it too. So like poor girl, I want her to be happy and healthy this year for all the years to come. Poor girl.
Another last thing I have here though for bad communication.
Enjoy listening to podcasts and ever wonder, can I make a podcast? But it seems so complicated, and good audio production can take time. What if there was a way to create an amazing podcast easily? Well, now there is. Introducing Podcasting Made Easy from Podtastic Audio. My production team will handle your entire audio production, allowing you to be the star of your show. This is Podcasting Made Easy. How easy? Well, so easy, you don't even have to press record. Now that's easy. Your listeners are waiting. Let's deliver. Sign up for a free strategy call today at podtasticaudio.com/easy.
Oh God, girl, you get me laughing. putting people down and saying negative things. I think that's a very...
I have insults on mine too.
Insults.
I have insults.
No, that's pretty bad. And I've seen where... I've heard people, like a guy shared a story with me recently about how he was working one day and he just noticed his coworker kind of like just mm-hmm. being down, and apparently she was just on the verge of like taking her life right at that time. Wow. So of course he spoke with her and he was like, can I pray with you? All those things. Fine. Great. Like mm-hmm. things turned out good where she didn't do that. But in the sense of, what if someone just used that opportunity to use bad communication and just kind of like put her to the edge?
And they were having a bad day too, and then they didn't end up communicating about how they felt. Mm-hmm. Like if she didn't say like, oh, I'm not feeling great right. today, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm very angry today.
Yeah.
That could have ended so differently.
Like I'm just saying, you don't, this is why I just really like that one, in that you really don't know what someone's going through. And no. It's like, it's better to just say kind things than to say rude things. I'm not saying you can't stick up for yourself and defend and like stay to the truth of the mm-hmm. matter, but like
the issue at hand.
Yeah, the issue mm-hmm. at hand for sure. You got to figure that all out. But don't, like, I've just seen her. The people just say mean things, especially online.
Oh my gosh, the internet is crazy.
Can I give you a joke? You were on this with me. I think you're going to know what I'm talking about.
I'm looking, I can see your face. Okay, okay, tell right. me.
There was this whole thing about Drake Bell being missing or mm-hmm. something. And honestly, I did not know the whole story with him and some legal issues he may be having. I am not even trying to get in all that. But for me, and this would go for anyone, if someone's in danger, I would only wish them well and hope that they survive.
Not only that, too, we grew up with Drake Bell, like yeah. Drake and Josh. Like, we saw him on all the things. Yeah. So, like, for us, well, we didn't understand the allegations or like, you know, charges laid upon him. We were just kind of hoping for his well-being.
Yeah. And that's all I was wishing for the kid. Anyway, so sorry, he's a kid. And
he's like
a kid.
He's grown. He's like so old.
He's
like
pretty grown. He's a father. He's
literally a father.
But what was surprising is that some people were like, oh, don't wish him well, he's a terrible person, blah, blah, blah. And like, there was just more people either saying that or other people saying, well, it was just a lot of back and forth of like someone saying, no, he doesn't deserve kindness. And another person saying like, he's human just like everyone else. He mess up like everybody else. Like, I just feel like we shouldn't be the judge condemning somebody like that. And it's not like
he murdered 18 people like who were children.
Even if there was someone who murdered 18 people, I'm going to challenge you here.
Okay.
I would just wish them to get help.
And this is why we're friends. See, we can have different opinions, but we
I know you don't agree with me, but you respect
my view.
I respect your views, you and just you leave it as mine.
That. Exactly. Because I'm sure you're like, no, the guy who murdered 18 people should die.
Well, I'm just more like, let him be in jail. And then, if he dies in jail, I'm okay. I'm not going to go out of my way to, like.
I thought you were, like, wishing death upon.
Like, no. Oh, my gosh, no.
There's, like. No, just because, like, you know, because I know some people are, they feel strongly like that.
They do. And you know what? Like, that's a big issue too, is they feel so strongly, they feel the need to put other people down about it.
Yeah, like their opinions are like
the only, yeah, and they're like, their opinions are the only ones that matter. No. Like, if your opinions don't align with mine, I'm gonna write it about it on TikTok or an Instagram post. Like,
no. It's not good.
I don't understand how because we were never like that.
No,
we were respectful, because my mom always taught me, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Oh my god, same thing.
Yeah, like, same. So I never said anything, because I'm like, you know what, even if it's not nice, even if you don't agree with me, why? What is it going to do for me? Mm-hmm. Challenging you about your opinion that you're allowed to have, because mm-hmm. you're a person.
And this is why you're on the show, Brit Positive Podcast, because we're all about saying kind things. Kindness. Here and positive things to uplift you guys. And this is why we wanted to even have this conversation, to help you guys out there, as a reminder here, that communication is one of those things to really spread positivity out there.
It is.
You
gotta,
so just watch what you say. And how you say it.
Ooh, we're twinning right now.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode. And I want to give a big thanks to my girl Miranda for coming on the show. You guys just tuned in to part one, and we have a part two coming up very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. And as you already know, if you like what you heard, click that like button and follow button as well to get more positivity from us and to join in spreading the positivity with us. Thank you guys so much again for listening. Have a great one.